It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's long-running dry spell is propping up an epidemic of bark beetles in the Rocky Mountains, and that may be a factor in the wildfires now burning across the state. Climatologist David Semurl says the beetles thrive when it's dry.
During those conditions when the trees are stressed in the forest from lack of precipitation and higher temperatures, they become more vulnerable, and that's when you start to see these bark beetle outbreaks.
The bugs will eat away at a tree until it's dead and brittle and ideal fuel for wildfires. The ongoing Williams Fork fire near Winter Park is burning through a lot of beetle-killed forest. Colorado no longer leads the nation in rates of teen vaping. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
A new federal survey finds nearly a third of teens in the nation regularly used a vaping product in 2019. That's defined as in the past month. The last time the survey was done, Colorado teens vaped at rates double the national average. But the number of teens vaping in Colorado has flattened. Meanwhile, the national average shot past it. A state health official credits an increased awareness of the health risks and local prevention measures. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A decision could come today on what to do with the statue of a Civil War soldier that used to stand outside the state capitol. The statue was toppled in June during protests for racial justice. It commemorates Colorado soldiers who fought for the Union in the Civil War, but who also participated in atrocities against Native Americans. The committee that oversees monuments on Capitol grounds meets this morning. A short stretch of northbound Interstate 25 between Colorado Springs and Denver will close overnight. Traffic will detour around the construction zone near Monument. Southbound lanes in the same spot will close tomorrow night. It's going to stay hot today along the Front Range, 90s in Denver and Colorado Springs, close to 100 in Pueblo. This is CPR News.